I want the money, power, and respect. Bitches get wet when they see a check. Drop like five, nigga, on my neck. Splashy nigga, see the drip.
This is the BTB Gorilla Zone, as you can see. And, you know me, the old host, the co-host, and, of course, the show host over here.
Your man, BTB Swaggy, man. Okay. Y'all know the memo. All love across everything.
All right. It's like, don't mind me, y'all. You know, hey, I'm feeling loose because I done made it to the bottom of the goose. You know what I'm talking about? So, what's going on, man? Talk to me.
I mean, I don't know. You was just telling me something. You was just informing me on what's going on, actually.
Man, shit, but this is your spot, though. I was trying to show some respect, but I was, look, all right. So, on the Bring the Bass Instagram, right? I'm on the Instagram. I'm trying to get ready for tonight's show, talking to Miss Naomi Key. And I happened to go through the World Star jump real quick, you know, see what was popping off. And I happened to hear King Ryan Garcia. I happened to hear some audio from him that was like, yo, the shit was crazy. Shit was crazy. And he was talking mad cash about, well, I'm just going to let him, I'm gonna let everybody hear the audio that I heard.
Fuck Michael B. Jordan. He ain't say shit either. This dude's a bitch, bro. Literally, I met him in person. He's a bitch. And he doesn't do shit. The motherfucker acts like a boxer. He ain't no fucking boxer. If you really like that, bro.
Wait, hold up. All right, let's pause that right there, right? Okay. So let's pause that real quick. What do you think about that?
I like to know what made this man. I like to know the context behind it. Like, what made him do that? Like, this is random. This is, I don't know. Well, all the beefs happening is crazy. So, with him saying Michael B. Jordan, calling him a dog, it's like, nigga, why you mad? That's all I want to know. Like, bro, why you mad? And it's like, I just like to know, like, why you mad, bro? All
right, so let's listen through some more.
This dude's a bitch, bro. Literally, I met him in person. He's a bitch. He doesn't do shit. The motherfucker acts like a boxer. He ain't no fucking boxer. If you really like that, bro, where the fuck are you standing up for children? You like to run around in your movies acting like you're the shit, and your acting fucking sucks, bro. Creed 1 was okay. Creed 2 was horrible. Creed 3 was shit. You're a bitch, and you know it. Facts. Now what? What you gonna do to me? You can't even fight. You're an asshole bitch, and we already know why you unfollowed me, and we already know why. The fuck you were saying, it's tank. Fuck you, dude. You're a bitch. Stand up for the kids one time. Asshole, you want to act like you would fight? You ain't even fight for the kids. Fuck you.
All right, so that is Ryan Garcia from the clip that we heard on World Star talking to Michael B. Jordan. What is up with all the Save the Kids stuff? You know, I have kids, so it's like, you know what I'm saying, I'm definitely all about anything about saving kids and everything, but what is going on with all the Save the Kids stuff? Do you know that and as far as what he's talking about?
Well, when he's saying Save the Kids, it's, when he was going on his little rant or whatever, he had said that they had forced him to watch them sacrifice kids, so he was like, you know, that's what they do to the kids. They are where these kids. They sacrifice these kids. They do all type of stuff to kids. And so that's why he's heavily talking about, like, you got to save the kids. You got to save the kids. You got to save the kids. Because apparently that's what he's seen when he was with them. They forced him to watch that, allegedly. And that, I think, I may be wrong, but I think it happened on Bohemian Grove as well.
Okay.
So that's his whole rant with the whole kids thing, because apparently they made him, allegedly they held him hostage, like literally forced him to watch them do horrendous acts to kids.
Okay. Now here's my question, right? So after he was talking crazy like this before the fight, right? motherfuckers didn't think that he was going to win because he was talking crazy. They're like, Ryan going to get his ass knocked out.
It was actually shown that, I don't even know if you saw it, but I saw something on Twitter that it was actually a lot of people that betted on Ryan before the fight. And then when he started playing his crazy act, they took their bets off him and placed him on Devin.
Right.
So it was like a lot of people actually lost a lot of money on that fight, too, because they thought Ryan was about to go to sleep. They were like, this nigga playing crazy. Oh, he over with.
So do you think since that he was saying all of that before he was crazy and that now that he's won and he's still saying the same thing, do you think that that should add more validity to what he's saying? Or do you think that he's just doubling down?
I think when you really looking at it in hindsight, it could be some people might see it as like a possibility of both. It's just hard to tell with cases like this because it's like also as Ryan, as he's been going on these rants, hasn't really shown any proof. It's all really been hearsay. So it's like some people could take that as doubling down. Some people could take it the other way. I feel like that little rant you did, I feel like you do got to double down on this act. You got to stand on business because you didn't came out. You didn't said this. I don't want to think that you're just saying this for no reason, brother, but at the same time, you haven't shown anything. You haven't actually shown evidence. You've just been saying it. So,
now, there's a question in that right there, right? Okay, so we have a lot of people out here in the world that claim that they have seen certain shit, that they know certain shit, but a lot of times there's no proof. Do you feel like it's worth risking your life to bring light to certain situations from the outside looking in?
Because
that's like the hero of the movie. You know what I mean? If this was a movie, then Ryan Garcia would have to show some proof, which would have to put his life in jeopardy and whatever. And you know what I'm saying? Like one of them selfless acts type of things. Is it worth it? Is it going to bring change?
I think he would probably, I feel like to him it's probably worth it because in a sense of he already put his life on line. He already put his life on line already just coming out saying what he's been saying already.
Has he though? Yes, he has. I'm not going to say he hasn't. No, I can't even do that. First of all, I ain't going to do that. But I feel like this, right? Almost every celebrity that has anything to say about anything, like as far as in these crazy situations, they make the person seem like they're crazy. Or it comes off crazy to us. So you get what I'm saying? Like, is it them that, you know what I mean, that everybody is making seem crazy? Or has it become so as though that when we hear that type of information, we feel like the person giving us that information is crazy?
I think it's because, like, when they come out talking about it and they get labeled as crazy, like for Orlando Brown, I think being that you've been in that character for so long, it's just you're going to play crazy. But you can still somewhat throw your message out in a way. Like when I think, because even with Ryan, when Ryan first came out saying all that, it was like, oh man, you nigga, you turning crazy.
For sure.
And then it was like, some of the stuff that he was saying would be some real shit in between. And it's just like, right. After a point, he started really playing on that crazy role and it kind of leaned on it and started making also a humor out of it too, and making like a comedic thing out of it. And it's like, oh yeah, you playing, you embraced that thing once. Cause even when he came out first talking about it, they was taking his, remember they took his phone, they took him all off social media and shit.
That's what he had said.
And it was like, damn, did they kill you, fam?
No, he said that he was being, I mean, it was a lot. And like I said, it is a lot. But at the same time, that's what I mean by, do we live in a society where as though somebody can tell you, hey, something is wrong, this is happening, and it not mean nothing? have we become that type of world where as though there is so much bullshit and so much other things going on that are so fake and everything else, and so everything is such a joke? Are they proving a point to us right now? Are they proving a point to us right now? If there were fucking black suits all around this room outside of these cameras where y'all couldn't see, and motherfucking a whole bunch of shit going around on the premises here, and this motherfucking was all a mock studio, and I fucking told y'all, hey, look, this is BTB Gorilla, I need help, they won't let me out of here, they doing shit to fucking all sorts of people, and some people are with it, and some people ain't, and I need help, and bop, bop, bop. Are y'all going to take that shit serious? Are y'all going to come and help me?
I think we are in a time where if you were playing that, you really have to embrace that. I mean, like, nigga have to.
I don't mean to laugh. I'm tipsy too, y'all. Y'all got to forgive me.
Nah, but that's real shit. But it's like a nigga play that role. They be like, ah, damn, this nigga in the studio all the time. You like, nah, nigga, I ain't playing, nigga. They really ain't letting me out.
Like, y'all think that I really want to be here all the time? We're here all the time. We can't leave.
Show us, bro.
Right, like, man, we seen y'all at the store, yo. Like, you know, like, it could be anything.
It could be halfway across the world. I see you at the store.
But have we created that in society, though?
Yeah, because even when the
I'm gonna say it like this, right? While he's having his cough attack, we have created a society in which, unless you are calling 911, social media is not a place for you to get help. So if somebody did take your phone or whatever, and you were in a situation where you were in front of a camera with shit going out or whatever, or you had access and you felt like you couldn't call the police or whatever, and you could get something out on the stream real quick, there's a great possibility that people would not take it serious.
Yeah, I think because even with the real stories, so much of it gets construed and spun in a way, and the fake shit go viral, and then the real shit don't get that much attention. So it has pushed people to be like, man, is this shit real? Is it real?
For sure.
Is he telling the truth? Because so much shit gets construed, and niggas be running with a whole lie before the truth come out, because that's how it gets construed.
But that's what I'm saying. Do you feel like he knows this? Do you feel like Ryan Garcia knows that social media and all of this stuff is fake? And that's why he's doing this. He's doing this to prove a point. Maybe he's not crazy. Maybe he's acting crazy, and he's saying all this shit to prove a point that, for one, either people believe everything that they see or hear, or two, that if it was a cry for help, that nobody would do nothing anyway.
Yeah, that's what I think. Like, it's really hand-in-hand. Like, if Ryan is lean, that's what I'm like, he's... If he embracing that character and playing that character, there is a possibility, you know, his team, they could have told him, like, you know what I'm saying, you can come out with this new act, you know what I'm saying, it's working for Orlando, it's working for all these other people that's playing crazy, you know what I'm saying, you can come out with this act, you know what I'm saying, might boost the fight, might boost the numbers, just come out, just say something crazy, you know what I'm saying, we got you, just say something crazy, then you really got to stand on it. So it's definitely a possibility that conversation could have happened, like, for sure.
Okay. Now, I got a question, right? You fuck with Kai Cenat, right?
Yeah.
Did you know that him and I Show Speed was beefing?
No, I didn't.
Did you know that he dropped the diss track?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, yo. Shout out to World Star. Kai Cenat responded to I Show Speed's diss track with his own. It says, I ain't even know I Show Speed dropped the diss track. So it was all news to me. So big shout out to World Star for keeping me up to date on some things. You know what I'm talking about?
Page. Went to the next page. All 19. All fucking 19. Shut the fuck up. You know you are fucking lying. What happened to Dream? I don't know. What happened to
I'm not even. I mean, look, I'm into the hip hop beef and all that, but that's not really hip hop beef to me.
That's just streamer beef.
Yeah, I can't even look, Kai. I fuck with your content, and hey, I fuck with the fact that y'all are using hip hop as a way to handle y'all differences. I love that. You know what I'm saying? I love that. Motherfucker, if everybody was like, bitch, nigga, I got a problem with you, my nigga. Look, all right, shit, look. Square up. And next thing you know, these niggas got songs against each other. Like, that would be shit.
They've been throwing diss tracks. Even when I remember the time when YouTubers started doing it, they started making diss tracks. When DDG first hopped on the music scene. And he was getting so much backlash for it at the time. But then, like, in hindsight, it's like, nah, he kind of opened the doors to show, like, nah, you can hop on this music shit, too, if you nice at it. But that, I feel like that's just streamer beef.
Yeah, for
just
sure.
Streamers for going sure. at it. Yeah, just two streamers going at it.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie. In my song, Fuck It Up, I said, Sexy Red ain't really sexy, that fuck it up.
You did.
But ever since she had that baby.
She blowed up.
Yo, she thick, boy, she thick. Hey, yo, look, I'm not even one to, I don't know what the hell the term is they use when they say that men, you know, look at women as objects and all that other shit or whatever the case is, but I'm not, you know, like that super thin bend junk, you know what I'm saying? That shit, that cool. If that's you, mama, that's cool. I like a little meat on that thing, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, look, so speaking of women, right? Before I forget this,
What's up?
Seen something yesterday that a girl posted and said, we don't really need men. We can inject ourselves with sperm now without needing men. So what do you think about that?
I mean,
to a comment. Like,
stop being so hateful. No. In the essence of, is it needed? Nope. But, I mean,
we not needed.
If technology keeps on getting. No, like I said, you got to look at it like this, right? A woman works off of the way that. Like, this, it's just hard to explain. I don't know. It's hard to explain. But, nah, I don't feel like women need men. Nah, because, hell, there's women who got hormone issues and stuff like that who feel like they are men. With the way that the process goes and technology, nah, yeah, definitely. There could be the Amazonian women and stuff, you know, the Wonder Woman and all that stuff, them.
So
yeah, be all right.
If all men disappear right now, off the face of the earth right now, women would suffice?
For sure. You know how many motherfuckers are jacked off in the fucking all these sperm banks and shit? Sperm fucking for years out this motherfucker. They could kill all the men off. They could put fucking all this bioengineered shit that you see on the labels of food and all that shit. This shit could be slowly killing all fucking generations of fucking sperm. And yeah, they have plenty of fucking sperm banks where they can fucking choose the DNA and the fucking hair color and all that shit of everybody they want to and make whatever fucking kids they want.
So you do believe women could run the world?
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hold up now. That's a fucking trick question right there. That's not what the fuck we were just talking about.
Nah, it's...
Yes, women could run the world. Anybody could run the world. I'm not... You don't fucking set me up like that.
No. I'm not saying, like, not... It's not... It's not that type of... It's more like... I should have said, do you feel like women could run the world then? That was meant to be the question. Not to set it up like a punch question. Like, nah, throw them up there.
Definitely think women could run the world in that essence. I mean, like I said, a world without men. I feel like a woman could run a world without men. No, a woman could not run a world with men because men are men. Could a woman run a country? It would be possible, for sure. Could a woman, you know what I mean, rule over a kingdom? For sure. Could a woman run the world? Not a world of men.
Nah, just...
Because I'm trying to tell you. You know what I'm saying?
World of women.
Ill. Yeah. It would get ill. Like, do I think she could do it? You know what I mean? Like I said, it would get ill, bro. Men don't even like other men running things. you'd have to kill all the testosterone in every man that would be alive in order for a man to let a woman run the whole entire world. You mean none of this shit mine?
But could you say that about the women too, though?
What you mean?
Wouldn't they just fight amongst each other too? Periods. And we know women around each other on their period. That's hell on earth.
But the alpha woman, the alpha's going to sink all the other women up. If you know how periods work and shit like that with women, nigga, the most dominant woman will make all the other women's bodies literally will sink up to her periods.
Now, sure, I'm saying that's in a group, but in a world just full of women.
Yeah, no, a world full of women.
Well, she's going to have to go out amongst other dominant women.
Most definitely. I feel like it's human nature. What we call, you know what I mean? What we call fighting and all that fucking, you know, shit like that. Nigga, that's human nature. I don't feel like that's going to change whether it's a man or a woman or a bunch of fucking monkeys. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to come across somebody that feels like they need to be the dominant one, and that's going to keep on cycling, you know? So, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, that's just the way it is. The strong will survive as far as in the essence of that because, yeah, I feel like, yeah, nah, for sure.
I seen a community post on YouTube, and I also seen Charleston White said in the interview, he said, guns, gold, and land don't lose value. What you think about that?
Guns, gold, and land?
Yep.
I agree with part of that. Gold not losing value, man. Look, Charleston White is he an older ass nigga. Like he ain't like an ancient ass nigga, but Charleston White is an old ass nigga. So in his time frame, yes, no. With looking towards the future and there being a gold standard and all of this other stuff, no, that makes perfect sense. In today's real world, nigga, there's fucking asteroids out there that's got fucking more gold than we could spend or anything to do with. And for the faint moment that we all have the privileged knowledge to know that these fucking things exist out there and that nobody can reach them and all that shit yet and mine them, nigga, that's only going to last for how long? If the public knows about this shit, then obviously there's a... you know what I mean? Like, come on, bro. Like, nigga, they ain't tell y'all niggas this shit, nigga. This shit probably already happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, bro. Like, come on. So, gold? No. Money? No. You know what I mean? All of that shit is... people are simple as fuck, bro. Let me put the world on game real quick, bro. Money is whatever the most dominant force says it is. Commerce is whatever the most dominant force says it is. Whoever controls the most gets to tell you what is worth what. If the government came out today and said, nigga, yeah, y'all thought that crypto shit was cute? Yeah, fuck all that shit. It's all illegal. That's all our shit. Boom, boom, boom. It ain't nothing fucking going to happen but that a bunch of motherfuckers mad. You know what I'm saying? Because they just said that that's what it is. You feel me? Like, come on. Like, niggas got to wake up. They can wake up tomorrow and say, hey, you know what? for now on, we only accept the motherfucking bottle caps and shit. Like, it's the fucking apocalypse. And that's what it's going to be. It's very simple.
So what do you think when you hear the phrase Bitcoin is a scam?
I don't think Bitcoin is a scam. I think Bitcoin is a realization of what I just said. Value is what people say it is. The value of a company on the stock market no longer reflects just on their sales and everything else. Nothing is what it... nothing has the value of which it truly has. An apple does not cost what its value is. You understand what I'm saying? Like, we're in a world where at a time where nothing, I mean nothing, nobody, your time at work, nothing has the value that it should have right now. So, yeah.
Word.
Hey, look, I'm gonna break that shit down. You know what I'm talking about?
That's the best way, I mean, to do it on the gorillas, on to break it down and give them a little game. Let the people know what's going on.
It's 7:56, so let me check my messages because Miss Key should be getting ready to come about through here.
Speaking of that, y'all, Troop Squad, I want to take the time to tell y'all, make sure you check out that BTB store, man. Go to the btbrevolution.com and check out that merch.
Most definitely. And, of course, my new song, Go Ape. Yeah, that shit drops tonight at midnight. Make sure y'all rock into that. It was a debate on the name because I was going to call that shit like Man in the Mirror or some like Michael Jackson shit, but yeah, it ain't like... Yeah. I felt like it was the wrong type of vibe to go with that. Like, it's a reflection type jump, but it's, like, too hard for, like, that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But y'all got to check that out.
Y'all definitely got to check that out. So when it drop, go check that out, too. Also, make sure you jump over to the Spotify, too, and check that out. All that is at the website. That's Believe. BTVRevolution.com. True Scott, you know,
Gotta put the plugs in there, man. Gotta put the plugs in there.
We appreciate y'all, man.
Hey, but yo, how about that interview, though? We haven't had a chance to actually talk about the interview that we had with...
Mr. Robert Keesling.
Yes, sir.
I checked the numbers. It was received pretty well. It seemed pretty well liked. Very informative. And like I said, I think people really enjoyed it because it's like, oh yeah, and it's a good read, and it's like kind of, like I said, informative. And it's like he was very articulate. Like, he could explain, he could break down everything, came up with some crazy stories.
Bro, I think that's like the most for me, because I feel like coming from where we're coming from and heading to where we're going, I want to understand things on many different levels. And I want to present things to our audience and the Troop Squad and stuff on different levels so that they get to experience different things. I don't feel like people were expecting to come here and get that. Like, I feel like we talk a lot about AI.
It just made sense.
Yes, we do talk a lot about AI. So after I put the two together, that made sense. Something jumping. Which one is jumping? Y'all know I'm busy.
So it definitely made sense.
Y'all know I'm busy.
It definitely made sense. It just came together. Like you said, we talk about AI so much. And the fact that he actually come out with books and he got some good stories on AI and he got some new information that we didn't know. I did not know it was a whole case behind that.
The case, y'all have to look. Y'all have to look at the interview. If you can't watch the video version, then you can listen as well. But you got to check out the interview. So, for one, you know what we're talking about, because we're not getting ready to break it all back down again. And we can't explain it as good as, of course, Mr. Keesling did. But, the law and future shit. 10 minutes. Leave me alone. I'm busy. 10 minutes. Gosh, these people.
But yeah, can't break it down as well as him, but I like when he goes into the law about it and how even the judges are starting to take notice, because they're like, yeah, soon I might as well make a ruling while I can now before AI takes my job. And he's like, nah, they were serious when they said that. They were dead ass. They were not joking. Man, it wasn't a joke. And it's like, nah, they have an idea. Like, that's coming.
Can you imagine?
That's what's coming.
Can you imagine?
Soon, nigga, niggas finna go to court, and it's finna be a whole AI robot sitting right there instead.
Man, look. The day that they offer that as a choice, you really gotta watch the interview, because the way that he put it and, like, the circumstances that he put around, like, the possibility, that shit, it sounded really plausible. You know what I mean? Like, damn, yeah, if they did some shit like that, that'd be ill as fuck. You know what I mean? I felt like that interview was exactly what the world needed. The copyright information with the AI shit coming out,
He said Shorty didn't put it in chronological order, and it went from non-copyrightable to copyrightable. So it's like, wow. And she mistakenly did that.
Yeah, nah, that's, yeah, he dropped a lot of gems. It was that was a lot of gems. Well, I thought she'll be here right now. What's the time difference between here and Georgia?
I would imagine the same time frame.
Me too. Okay. Well, I don't know. It's early 8. We said that it would be a little bit between the two, right? So
yeah.
Guess got to allow for some leeway. This was a last minute situation. I did see that Sukiyama had gotten arrested in Florida.
Wow, for what?
Charged with 2 counts of possession and intent to sell ecstasy and cocaine. Allegedly.
What's making them result to allegedly doing shit like that?
Or codeine, not cocaine. Codeine. Codeine.
What's making them allegedly do shit like that? Don't they got money from rap?
Yo, rap. I mean,
or I forgot all this shit of facade. They ain't really got the bread like they say they do.
I don't think a lot of them got the bread like they say they do. But to a point, I feel like this, right? I feel like it could be a lot of different things. For one, the lifestyle, to upkeep the lifestyle that they feel like they need to portray in order to maintain the fan base and the attention, it starts to get heavier than what's getting drawn in. You know what I'm saying? So it could be that, or it could just be a fucked up circumstance where, nigga, we party and we fucking superstars, we celebrities out this bitch, and I just happen to have a whole lot of motherfucking shit on me because we getting ready to turn all the way the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? And y'all making it like I'm selling this shit, and I'm not selling this shit, I'm just doing this. It could be that. You know what I'm saying?
I also heard that celebrities have like a kind of like a us versus them mentality when dealing with us. So do you think that's a good positive? Do you think that's a way to go when you get to that level?
Dealing with who?
Like celebrities have a us, as in all our celebrities, versus...
Mm. Versus like normal people?
Yeah, it's like just regular niggas like us. They have that mentality. Like, that's why they don't come and help and do nothing. That's what they say. And I'm like,
maybe the super powerful ones, but I feel like
it's just so much into it.
Nah, I feel like there's a whole, there's way too much to explain into that because you can't fucking help everybody. I'm not a fucking celebrity. I feel like coming from where I'm from, like, you know what I mean? Like, mama, I made it. I'm cool. I don't give a damn what the hell happens at any point in my life from, you know what I'm saying? But being a superstar on a massive level, think about how many family members, how many friends, how many homeboys think that they deserve something or that you feel like they deserve something. How much do they deserve? How much do they think that you're making because of the view of everything, the pressure that it puts on everybody? Because now people feel like they deserve something and they feel like you're making more than what you're making. Or they feel like they deserve something that what they don't deserve because you made it. You know what I mean? Like, there's all sorts of different levels of that shit. People donate to charities and all that shit, and it's like, still, like, how much am I supposed to give? You feel me? Like me, I'd rather give knowledge and do shit like this and stuff like, I don't know, like, I give money to people I feel like need it. I give money to situations that I feel need it. I'd rather invest in something positive than give money to people or whatever, for real. But how can you help everybody? That's how I feel like.
You can't really help everybody.
You can't help everybody.
And the realistic of it, bro.
I'll build some shit that'll help you help yourself if you're trying to. You feel me?
it's like the saying go, you can't help a nigga that don't want to help himself.
Right.
And trying to help everybody, you're going to fall with them.
Right. So I'm not going to give you money and say, hey, go start a business. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to do that. But I'll fucking invest into you, and we can build a business together if I feel like that's how equipped you are. Or, you know what I'm saying, I'll build a business and, you know what I mean, you can show me what you got, and then we can go from there. But, like...
But see, look, that's why I was like, I seen something where NBA Youngboy gave his brother, like, 200K. And so I'm like, all right, cool, bet. Nigga, that's your brother. Go ahead, show love.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm like, what your brother finna do with that 200K, though? And the caption was just like, he gave it to him really so he could get on his feet. And I'm like, get on his feet? How? Like, what are you finna do with that 200K? He finna start rapping. He finna start a music business. What are you finna do? I know he ain't getting it just to, what, have it? Just to spend it? It's cool. Like, NBA Youngboy, all right, cool. That, I'm sure anybody would do that for their brother if they was willing to really love their brother. But at the same time, I'm pretty sure no nigga just gonna give it to his brother and be like, yeah, bro, just fuck this whole 200K off. I don't see that.
I mean, really. If that's the mentality that people have, I can understand, like, when you got one of the mentalities where money ain't shit or whatever, but no, I would never say that like that or give nobody no money on no purpose like that. I don't care how much I love you. Nigga, so that's, you better be I'm doing saying. Something with this, because if you ain't going to do something with it, if you just going to blow it, nigga, I could blow it myself.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm like,
fuck.
When I seen the caption say that, I ain't really want to trip on it, because I'm like, if that's true, that's good. But what are you finna do with that? And at the same time, I feel like NBA Youngboy got so much, he got so much of a business mind for real that I don't even think. I feel like behind closed doors, he was like, yeah, I'm finna slide you this 200K, but nigga, I want you to do this. I don't think he gave him that, like, nah, bro, go ahead, fuck that off.
I mean, the media be making a lot of shit that it ain't.
Right, so that's why when I saw that caption, I was like, I ain't even finna trip, because I ain't even finna take that out of context. I'm gonna just think two ways about it, and then boom. I ain't even comment on it. I just scrolled, read it. Thought on it, scrolled past it, because it was like, all right, cool. But I will hope, you know what I'm saying, that he would be smart enough for just, when I seen him get back on his feet, I'm like, all right, maybe he did give him that to start a business or something, because I don't see a nigga just giving his brother 200K just to have fun with it. Like, hey, I don't. Mean, it really could happen. It like probably do
sure.
happen.
Yeah, for sure. Because I know there's a happen. Lot of rich motherfuckers out there. I ain't going to lie. There's a lot of niggas that really got it like that. Like, man, shit.
And I ain't gonna lie. It happens.
Fucking...
It happens when niggas come home from... When come home. Yeah. They come home to a bag just to fuck it off. So it's like...
Yeah, for sure.
It happens.
For sure. Like, I mean, that's just what it is. It just sound... It be sounding crazy, like you said, when... When you make 200K or some shit for the year, and a nigga like, oh shit, nigga, I'm about to drop that bitch off in a fucking in a second, and then I'm gonna take another 200K, and I'm gonna get at to somebody that I know, and then I'm gonna go buy me a car for another 200K.
Yep.
You know, that's how, and niggas will start flexing on you like that. Like, it's like, that's where it's like beefing with a nigga like Drake or something like that. It's like, nigga, you don't never want to attack a nigga like that at the wallet, because that nigga will buy and sell like 1,000 of whatever the fuck you talking about.
Yo, it came to my mind because I had to ask you a question earlier in the first show, but I forgot. It slipped my mind.
What?
So, Drake apparently signed, I think, like $300 million record deal. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, when it comes down to rap game, do you think enough is enough, or is it like, you really want to go as high as possible? Because I'm like, $300 million, all right, that's a fat check. But I'm like, in the rap game, is it really enough is enough? Like, is there really levels to be like, all right, now I'm chilling, I'm good? Or is it like, no, I want all of it. I mean, all of it.
I don't know about the enough is enough. I feel like...
Is there a limit?
A limit to the money or a limit to when you stop rapping?
A limit to the money? Or do you need, like, all of it?
I mean, what are you saying? Like, at a certain point, like, a nigga should rap for charity? Like, a nigga should just do it?
No, like, at what point, when you, like, 300 mil, that's a great deal. But at what point do you hit a deal and you like, all right, after this, so I'm chilling? chill for a while.
Oh.
You could stop. Do you, like, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think, like I said, honestly, it becomes a point where it's different things for different people. This life can be addicting. You know what I mean? The life can be addicting. And then there's levels to that, and then the amount of time that people experience it and shit. Hip-hop is addicting. There's people that will never stop rapping, and just because they love to rap. They might not ever record a song. They might not do anything. And everybody knows this motherfucker rap. But they just going to rap until these niggas is old. If they hear a nigga rapping down the street, they going, hey, young boy, you rap. You know what I mean? Like the, and that's where it's like, if it all depends on the reason. I feel like, yeah, nah, you know what I mean? You can't never put a limit on something like that unless somebody ain't giving the effort. I feel like, if a motherfucker is not going to go into the studio and put in the work, then enough is enough. I feel like if you just getting checks because your name is Drake, then enough is enough. You know what I mean? If you go, if you just out there like, oh shit, nigga, what? Y'all want another 5 albums just because I'm fucking Drake, nigga? Yeah, fuck it. Whatever. I go kill it again. Then, you know what I mean? I'm like, eh. But if you like, what? Shit, nigga, yeah, I'll take this, you know what I mean, little piece of change or whatever. I ain't really even worried about the money. But first off, yeah, you got to give me a fat check, though, if I'm going to, you know what I mean, do this with y'all, for one. And two, yeah, I love this shit, nigga. This is what I do. Fuck you talking about. Let's get busy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all about your motives and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so, you know what I'm saying? You know, you heard the Baby's freestyle?
Which one?
The one he just recently did on, dang, I can't even think of the platform. Dang, my bad.
But I done heard a couple of his jokes. What was it like over top of that,
Megan Thee Stallion and the, first person shooter.
Yeah.
Not first person shooter, but
yeah,
the Future and, Metro Boomin.
Yeah.
You heard that one?
I heard that, yeah.
So, and back in 2020, he was getting $300,000 for a show. Now he getting $150,000. Do you feel like that's really detrimental to that? And it was a 2-part question. Though, do you feel like he can bounce back from that?
Detrimental? No. I don't feel like.
I feel like $150,000. Not to cut you off, bro, yeah. But I feel like $150,000 personally is good money still for like for a show like. $300,000, I'm like, alright, yeah, you took a hit, fam, but, yeah. You know what I'm saying, we all know why it was because you took that hit, but, like you say, you shaking back, it's $150,000, I feel like it's still good money, but everybody, you know what I'm saying, everybody gotta come with some hate, so he's really getting clowned for it, but I'm sitting here, I can't understand why, but because they's like, nah, he fell off, that's detrimental, you can't come back.
Nah, you gotta figure. I say it's not detrimental because, for one, yeah, no. Nigga, you gotta restructure shit. You know what I'm saying? For sure, you gotta restructure shit. You gotta go say, okay, hold up. That extra shit that I was about to get, yeah, hold up. Cancel that until I fuck up some shit real quick. Then we can get back to that real quick. But, cause it's a nice bit. But when you are a hustler and you are a lot of the creative force behind everything that you have going on and stuff like that, and you built that empire up, it's like, okay, now I'm about to really show y'all niggas something. You know what I'm saying? Like, he probably getting money in more different ways than people could have ever imagined, just because they showed him that. You know what I'm saying? That they could play with that money like that. You know what I mean? So, you know, it was a learning lesson. You know what I mean? It was a learning lesson. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely think it was
but nah, he good.
It was one of them life lessons.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like, yeah, he bounced.
Yeah.
He did all right. He did pretty all right. Like I said, I still feel like $150,000 good money, bro.
Yeah. I mean, even less than that is good money when...
I feel like $50,000 is good money.
Yeah, when you got money coming in from all sorts of different avenues and you add up the time frame, and you don't forget where the fuck you came from, 50K, good money. 25K, depending on the situation, good money. I don't give a fuck. Because it's like I said, it's the reason why you do this shit. If the reason why you do this shit ever becomes more than the love of this shit, and if the reason why you did this shit was for the money, then fuck off. As far as in, like, you know what I mean? The presentation of the craft. Like, everybody wants to make money. What the fuck you mean? You know what I'm saying? But, like, if you literally only do this shit just because you can make some money off of looping the sound or fucking, you know, people will repeat some dumbass shit, then fuck off. For everybody else, yeah, no, it's great to make a lot of money. It's great to be at the top of the game. It's not great to fucking make people who can't fucking pay fucking $200 tickets not be able to afford to go to your show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's the realest. You know what I'm saying?
So I don't even know if you've seen, have you seen what Future, like, selling his catalogs? Like, everybody's selling their catalogs. So, like, I seen something on Twitter where Future sold his catalog for, like, 70 mil. And someone said in the comment section, it's really because these niggas ain't really touched no real money for real. They've been flexing. But then somebody else kind of rebutted what you said earlier. Like, yo, these niggas just trying to make money for real. So, it's like, how important is it owning your catalog? And if you're going to sell your catalog, is there any, is there any, or is there ever a best time to sell your catalog? And if there is, when is it? Or is it just...
That's a good one. I did just talk to Miss Key. She's going to be on shortly. And, yeah, nah, I feel like she'll probably be able to speak on that too. But your catalog and your and the worth of your catalog and all that stuff, like I said, it's just like your 401k, motherfucker, like, yeah, I mean, like, for regular people, you know what I'm saying, to put it in layman's terms. So it's what you have accumulated over the time of your career and the essence of your music or your work or whatever, your art. And for you to sell the majority or all of the rights to that for a lump sum because, you know, you, there's value in it, people see value in it, is the only reason why somebody would do that in the first place. And two, you don't want to wait for the longevity of the payout. Basically, what has happened is you just hit a fucking lottery ticket. Selling your catalog is like you just hit a fucking lottery ticket, and they're saying, hey, do you want the motherfucking lump sum payout? You're like, yes, I do. Obviously, that's why I'm selling my fucking catalog. You know what I mean? And not selling your catalog is taking the fucking the money here and there as it comes and shit, and taking that gamble.
I seen someone say owning your catalog is like equivalent to owning your masters.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
So that person was just chatting.
It's the equivalent. That's what they're saying. It's the equivalent. That's what equivalent means.
Yeah, I'm not. You know, bro. I'm not too really hip to the. To like, I
be needing game to that. Means. Equivalent means equal, yeah, but nah, it's the same exact thing, exactly.
Dang. So yeah, that's any rappers out there, now you know. Also, like, as far as signing, we all see videos, bro. We all see videos about everybody saying don't sign, don't sign, don't sign, don't sign. But in reality, for the rappers that need to get out, should they still hold it down and grind it out? Or should they just sign and get out for the time being until they can, you know what I'm saying, get stable?
All depends on the motherfucking situation and the money. You know what I'm saying? And how bad, nigga, look, if you ain't got shit and you fucking got ops and all this other shit, and or even you just fucking been out here starving, you got kids, or you out here starving and ain't got shit, or you just want to make it, whatever, nigga, that money sound good. You know what I mean? The money sound good. And people be like, yeah, have somebody read through your contract and all that shit. That costs money too. Mm-hmm. People always say some fly shit. Well, yeah, get a lawyer, this, that, and the other. That's cool too. That nigga is gonna, he gonna see the, this is the craziest shit in the world, right? A broke nigga, right? Not even, and I hate to say this shit like this, because I don't mean no color when I'm talking about y'all motherfuckers. I'm talking about any broke nigga. I've been a broke nigga at one time, but I'm just not now. But anyway, a broke nigga will tell another nigga, be like, yeah, nigga, look, I got this opportunity, man. Shit, bro, they offering me bop, bop, bop. Yeah, man. Oh, bro, you need to have a lawyer go look at this motherfucking paperwork, because you don't understand what the fuck they talking about. So this lawyer gonna come, and he gonna be like, oh, yeah, no, let me see this. Oh, well, you know there's a fee for me reviewing these files. And this nigga knows everything about all of this shit, sees how much money you're getting, and now is about to charge you a fee and negotiate a whole entire deal that you still know nothing the fuck about.
So would you agree with what Money Man said, where it's like, if you have to get a if you get a contract to where you got to get a lawyer to read it for you to understand what it means, don't sign it.
That's the whole.
If that person really fuck with you, they gonna break it down on how you understand it,
bro. That's the whole thing right there, bro. That's the whole thing, nigga. If I can't tell you, just like with Fluzzy, right? We have a BTB artist out in Nigeria and stuff, and we there with the dialect and all that stuff. It's hard to talk about contract things and different things like that of business matters and stuff. But everything that is in our contract is so simple that I can verbalize it to somebody from a different country, continent, and everything that speaks a different language. You know what I mean? Like, that's how it should be. It should be fucking simple. You feel me? Yeah, no, have your people check this out or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But it should be to the point where, as though, nigga, it's 2024. We got the internet and everything. If I don't understand it, I should be able to look this shit up and still be able to gain some sort of comprehension of what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, for real. By the time I take it to the lawyer, I might be picking shit out that this nigga missed. You know what I mean? Like, hey, oh, hold up. What about this here, man? The fuck you talking about? Hey, oh, look, you can get the fuck out, bro. I don't even need you here. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck that. It should be something. But it ain't gonna be, but it should be.
So it's like, as far as getting shelved, what is the whole thing about the getting shelved thing? Because right now, the overall blanket is like, all right, nigga, when you get hot, be hot. But then when you cool off, they put you on the back burner. And what exactly does the shelf mean?
I mean, getting shelved is, it means getting put on a back burner. It means like they'll announce and say like, yo, we have this artist. Or they might not even announce that they have you as an artist. They might go ahead, lock you in on paperwork or whatever. So you have a contract with these people or whatever the case is. And then nothing is slow motion. You might even do some recordings and stuff. But ain't nothing really coming out like that. You know what I'm saying? That's what being shelved is.
Hmm.
So, yeah. That's
what... Hey, yo, Troop Squad, we just trying to make y'all aware of the whole behind the scenes of music. You know what I mean? Only at the BTB Gorilla Zone can you hear this type of stuff. And look, only the BTB Gorilla Zone you can hear this type of stuff. But would you say music is for the soul?
The soul? Yes and no. Yes and no. I feel like music is for the energy, is for your energy. You know, it's it's a waveform, it's a wavelength, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like more so it affects your energy and your vibe. I do feel like some songs, as in like the vocals and the tone and the story, can resonate on a soulful level with you, on your soul. Maybe even some very, very deep ass beats, but I feel like, yeah, music, a lot of music today is more about the energy. But unfortunately, Miss Key is still in the studio, and we're going to have to do that interview at another time. So,
at least we already got one right here for the people, though.
Pretty much, that's right.
See how we did that for y'all, Troop Squad?
Hey, you better know it. Hey, ain't missing a step.
Can't say we ain't never did nothing for y'all, man. Mm. Just saying. We definitely can't wait for y'all to meet her, though.
Yeah.
Definitely can't wait for y'all to meet her. She seemed like a great character. I can't wait. You know, we can't wait to have her on the show, man.
I was excited about doing this tonight. I was like, yeah, all right, boom, I got this. Yeah, bang, we're going to set this interview off. Yeah, I'm watching my young boy go ahead. He's going to kill this interview game. And we're going to get some great feedback. Female in the industry. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot going on right now. There's a lot of Diddy stuff going on right now. And a female in the music industry
that's been through that type of stuff, and I'm sure we're going to get the basis of it because she has an interview upcoming talking about it, so I'm sure she can't really, you know what I'm saying, but I'm sure she'll be able to cover the basis, so to be able to get that from her point of view. And
it's going
to
be a lot.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot.
Yeah.
Right now, that's a lot. That's why I'm excited to have the conversation. You know what I'm saying? I know a lot of the content that is going to be, you know, with there's some deep subjects, you know, sex trafficking and all that stuff is a serious thing. And I feel like being able to give a voice to, you know, real situations from real people and all different types of, just, you know, women, like we were talking about women and ruling the world and stuff. I think that strong women definitely need a platform. You know what I'm saying? As many as they can get.
For sure. For sure.
And that's the BTB Gorilla Zone. So
that's all I got for him. That's all I got for him.
All right. Yeah. Well, shit. My song is still coming out tonight, though.
Make sure you tune
BTB
in.
BTB Gorilla.
Drops you know in at 12. Make
Go
sure
eight.
You tune in.
You know what I'm saying? Go 8. You know what I'm saying?
Make sure you tune in. It drops at 12.
Yeah, nah, that shit hard for real. That shit a forever jump.
Forever. But it's been your boy BTB Swaggy. Love y'all, Troop Squad, man. Y'all stay safe.